The group Wisconsinites Interest Now says it's going after the governor because he's run up budget deficits, proposed major tax increases, and driven away businesses and jobs. The group has ties to another organization that successfully sought the recall of several local Milwaukee officials, but fell well short in a push to recall Madison's mayor a few years ago. Organization spokesman Vince Schmucki says people need to know the governor's role in creating a nearly $6 billion deficit.
We're trying to get the public involved. We're trying to get them to be active in recognizing that Jim Doyle is driving our state into a hole from which we may never recover.
To recall the governor would mean gathering 540,000 voter signatures in just 60 days. University of Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says recalls have been an option in Wisconsin for around a century, but they've never been successful at a statewide level. He says it's one thing to recall a local official where there's a single issue that generates what Lee calls a white heat of passion among voters. But at the state level,
the question is there such a groundswell of dissatisfaction about a single issue that would be enough to really pop the issue? And I don't quite see it.
Lee says even voters who don't approve of the governor's job might think twice before going along with the recall, since it goes so strongly against the American tradition of regular elections. The governor is scheduled to stand for re-election next year. His office had no comment on the recall push. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.